This recording, Republic of the Congo 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start in a job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowlful of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made in a sanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It's very different. It's very different. When I first came in America, I was a teenager. So I was very young. And, I came in with my mom and everything was just new to me, you know. The food was different, you know, the culture was different, the environment was different, the climate was different, everything was different. So I had to adapt, you know, to the culture and the environment here in America. And, it was hard at the same time because I had to learn a different language too. You know, that was not easy. And, it was also kind of hard for me to make friends here because of the language. So it was kind of hard for me to get around, you know. And it was hard to talk to people. It was hard to start a conversation with people. Even though you wanted to talk to someone, it was kind of hard to do so. And, it was tough. But in Africa has some its own difficulties as well. You know, it was not easy growing up in Africa, you know. I also lived there with my family, with my mom, my sister. And it wasn't easy growing up, you know. And, like here in America, everything, like the food is fresh. You know, a lot of stuff are fresh, like comparing to in Africa. You know, Africa had its own difficulties, you know, versus America. So, you know, and, I went to school in Africa as a young kid, you know, it was not easy. You know, we had to, transportation was not easy. We had to walk, like, for a very long distance to get to school. Whereas in America, you know, you have many options, you know, to get, to be where you need to be, you know. Like, I remember going to school here for the first time. You know, I took a bus from here and from my place to the school, you know. And it was free. And but in Africa, you know, it's not, you don't, it's it's not really easy. You have to walk, and sometimes, you know, sometimes we would get the bus, but it was not every day, because it was not very it wasn't cheap, you know. It was hard, you know. So it was difficult. Vive l'Afrique, c'est magnifique. Faut faire un tour. Donc peut-être un jour toi et moi on ira là-bas ensemble.